الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not just has given us the ability to fast during the blessed month of Ramadan. No, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That a person who stands up and prays optional prayer during the blessed month of Ramadan, ma taqaddama min dhanbi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. This is a person when he prays, let it be Taraweeh Salah during the night, Allah is forgiving his sins. Alhamdulillah, today is a day, it's a blessed day where Allah Himself chose this day for us, for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the virtue of this day, in this blessed month, it is multiplied more. Compared to normal days, compared to normal Fridays in a normal month, we get more reward for this Friday in the month of Ramadan. When a person is at home, he performs ghusl, he has a shower, and he advises his family to have a shower. He puts on his best clothes, he puts on perfume, and he makes way to the masjid. With every step he takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes off a sin. And with every step he takes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put brighter reward for him. When he enters the masjid and he does not disturb anyone, let it be outside, he does not disturb anyone, so that means he parks his car in an appropriate place. He does not block any driveways. He does not park his car on double yellow. He does not obstruct anything. And he comes to the masjid and he doesn't disturb anyone, and he sits and listens attentively to the khutbah. He prays his salah. And after salah, after salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he says, "I forgive that person from this Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, add 3 more days." In total 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. But this is all. Allah will forgive a person for 10 days from Jumu'ah onwards, if a person makes sure that he comes on time. And then the main thing over here is that this person does not cause inconvenience to his brothers. He does not cause inconvenience to his neighbors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say in the Quran? He says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, in this verse, and be good to your parents and be good to your neighbors. Be good to your neighbors. People who are around us in this masjid, they are our neighbors. People who are around us where we live, they are our neighbors. Allah did not say, oh, look at if they are Muslims or not Muslims. If they're Muslims, then look after them. If they're Muslim, give them iftari. If they're non-Muslims, oh, no, give them iftari. Give them food. When you're preparing iftari, when you're preparing food, add a bit more water so you can distribute this food to your neighbors. Same at home, these people are our neighbors. Over here in the masajid, people around this masjid, they are our neighbors. Yes, we are one. We are a family. The Muslim community is one family. The Muslim community is one family. How? What's the link between us? You're from this country, what? You're from that country, you know? What's the link? The link is أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is the link, my brothers and sisters. This is what makes us brothers and sisters. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that believers are brothers. Believers are brothers, all brothers. This is one family. So our neighbors, where Allah says, be good to your families, be good to your neighbors, it is the community of the non-Muslims. It is that community. We think, oh, we should just be good to our neighbors, as in our next door neighbor, if they are Muslim or not. If they're Muslim, we be good to them. If they're non-Muslim, we don't care about them because they're non-Muslim. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam emphasized in taking care of your community. Our community as Muslim is one. This is one, our community, our own community. But our neighboring community are the non-Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not advise us, did not show us that do not look after them, do not fulfill the needs, the necessities. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed us, he emphasized so much, Jibreel alayhi salam emphasized in taking care, looking after our neighbors, let it be non-Muslims, so much that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam thought that Jibreel alayhi salam will come down again, once again, and he will give him, he will reveal that a person, when he dies, there will be a percentage from his wealth that will be distributed when he dies to his neighbors. Now we can understand how much emphasis is given here. Wealth, inheritance is only distributed amongst the family, amongst the close people. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought that Jibreel alayhi salam is to come down and he is to advise Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take care of your community, take care of this community, take care of your neighbors, such that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told that if your neighbors are not safe from your harm, if your neighbors are not safe from your harm, let it be verbally or physically, then this person shall not enter paradise. And this person is not a true believer. He will be a true believer when this person takes care of his neighbors. And I'm not talking about the Muslims. Muslim is just one community. As Muslims, we're brothers. In the Quran, Allah says, "Yo, all the believers are all the mu'mins, all the believers are ikhwa, all the brothers." And the shahada we take connects all of us. So the community that Rasulullah, the scholars have said, the mention is the community of the non-Muslims. Just imagine, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising us to look after our neighbors, and this is the non-Muslims. Food-wise, when you cook something, make sure you add a bit water. Now, before, back in the days, people, the people who, you know, who couldn't afford much food, even this, they could do this. Water, they could add a bit more water, and they could distribute this food to their neighbors. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, Allah has given many of us wealth. Forget about water, we could add in more meat and more chicken, and distribute it to our neighbors. And just imagine the love, and these people, they look at us. These people, you know, they will think, you know, it'll open their eyes, it'll, inshallah, if Allah wants, it'll open their hearts, and they'll think, what I see around me, what I hear about these people, it is not true. These people, what they are doing, my neighbors, they would wish if the whole, you know, if the people who make everything appear to everyone, the media, if they would wish, your neighbors would wish that their neighbors should go up and show the akhlaq, show the character to the whole world. We should be amongst those people. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, He orders us in the Quran to be good to our neighbors. And this is the community of the non-Muslims. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed, practically he showed what to do. And he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave all of us, he gave all of us this foundation, principle, that if all of us take this in our lives, make this our principle, then in this world there would be no corruption today. Between brothers, between sisters, fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, this community and that community, there would be no corruption if everyone followed this. What is this hadith? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith of Muslim and Bukhari, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب أخي ما يحب لنفسه. That you are not a complete believer. You are not a complete believer until what you like for yourself, you like for others. Until what you like for yourself. So first of all, in this dunya, if we want anything, what would we do? Would we go to the economy class if we had the chance? Or would we look out for the best of range? Best of quality. Would we look out for the best of quality, or would we look out for the worst of quality? Of course, we would look out for the best of quality. So the way we would want best for ourselves, the same way, my brothers and sisters, we should want the same for others. Let it be Muslims, let it be a non-Muslims, whoever it is, the way we don't want to be troubled, the same way we don't want our other people to be troubled. The way we don't want myself and my children, my mothers, my sisters to be in danger, the same way we won't want others, their daughters, their mothers, their brothers, their children in danger. The way we want to be played with justice, the way we want justice to be upon me when I transact, when I go to buy something, The same way, I should have the same for others. When I transact with others, I make sure I be just. So what I don't like for myself, I shouldn't like for others too. What I don't like for myself, this hadith, we should not like those things for others as well. Now just imagine, brothers and sisters, if all of us in this world have this principle. Now you tell me, I'm not going to say anything. Would this place, you know, our community, let's just talk about this small community of Reading. Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone. And this is not to do with religion. Forget about, you know, thinking about the religion deep. No, let's just think about as human beings. So this is where everyone is included. Let it be the Muslims, the Jewish community, the Christian community, the Sikh community, everyone. If all of us were to, you know, use this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you like for yourself, like that for others. What you dislike for yourself, dislike that for others. If all of us in this little community follow this, brothers and sisters, tell me, would we have problems? Would we have crimes? Would we have crimes in this area? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is why He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this world. And He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this ummah. And why is to guide us. Not just the believers. He came for both. He came for both. For believers and for the non-believers. For both. My brothers and sisters, for both. So this is why, as Muslims, we should be a prime example. Uswatun hasana. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is best of all samples. So we can take his life, we can take his ways, and we promote Islam. If we take the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be promoting Islam. Not what our desires want us to, not what the shaitan pushes us into, but what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. Brothers and sisters, from this today we understand that when Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرُبَى, that our community, our neighbors, let it be the neighbors around our masjid. Let it be the neighbors in our home, on our streets. Remember, let it be the neighbors in the whole of Reading community. They are the non-Muslims, they are our neighbors. They are our neighbors. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are not a complete believer. You shall not enter paradise till, if you shall never enter paradise, if you harm your neighbors. If you harm your neighbors. This is a wa'id, it's a warning. It's a warning for us. So we must make sure we look after our neighbors. Let it be through our character, through our manners. You know, this is the best form of da'wah, through our manners. This is the best form of da'wah. So from now on, inshallah, brothers and sisters, we know this. This is the rights. This is their rights from us. So when we talk to them, we talk, put the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we stand up with them, when we sit down with them, we don't forget the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will look at those ways and they will be, you know, amused. They will be amused. When we make food, we make extra so that we give them the food. Month of Ramadan, when we give, we make plenty of iftari. At the same time, we should as well give to those. We should invite them and give to those as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.